Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a common question I get is, are gummy vitamins okay? Can you have gummy vitamins, and are they as good as any other vitamins? Now, I like gummy vitamins because they're sweet. I can't stand swallowing pills. I also can't stand I have issues with my headset right now. All right, I can't stand swallowing pills. So if you have something that tastes like a gummy bear that's red or blue or green and sweet, I'm all over that. But the problem is we may have a false sense of security of how nutritious those gummy vitamins are. And so you're going to keep seeing these, articles on, are gummy vitamins bad? Are they bad? I don't want to say they're bad in terms of unhealthy bad and dangerous bad, but I don't think they're the best choice for your vitamins at all. And in fact, there's a lot of debate on how much of your vitamin you're really getting in these gummy vites. So to make a vitamin that goes through your body in an unnatural form, it takes a lot of manipulation. Now, you might get calcium from regular milk. You might get vitamin D from the sun. But to try to get vitamins in a form that you would swallow and have to be in something that's tasty and something packageable and something unfresh, right? I mean, you'll eat fresh vegetables and get vitamins from them. But when you're taking a vitamin or you're taking something that's in a pill form or jelly form or gummy form, that has to be artificially made. Well, when you do make something artificial, your body is going to absorb it differently than something natural. So you have to understand that if you eat a piece of spinach, the bioavailability of those nutrients are going to be a lot different than if you're trying to get the vitamins from spinach in pill form. Then, during the processing, you might have a dilution of that vitamin. Because in order to make a cobalt blue pill or a bright red gummy, there's a process that undergoes. Not to mention, spinach knows how to be spinach, and the vitamins know how to exist in a piece of spinach. Vitamins don't know how to exist in a gelatinous form or in another pill form. And so their stability could change in terms of being the exact amount that you need. Another issue I'm noticing with gummy sort of preparations such as melatonin or vitamins is the distribution of the vitamin may vary because it's a little bit more fluid in a gelatinous substance than you'd see in a hard tablet. Now, I'm not saying tablets are the best. I don't like tablets. I would rather get my vitamins from fruit and vegetables, but I get it. No, we're not always buying fruits and vegetables. We're not always eating that. We may eat something on the run. So supplementing is something you could do. And if for those of you that can't stand swallowing pills like me and might not get enough vitamins, I don't mind you using the gummy vites because at least you're getting something. But don't be fooled into thinking that that is going to be your complete nutrition. The other thing, too, is each gummy vitamin has like a certain amount of sugar. Now, I think men aren't supposed to surpass 35 grams of sugar, women 25 grams of sugar in a day. I have to double check that changes. We have a recommended daily allowance, and we're not supposed to surpass a certain amount of grams of sugar. I think for women it's 25 and men 35 grams. Some of these gummy vitamin servings, you're already at 4 grams, 6 grams. Okay, that's a lot of sugar. And if you are using sugar-free or sugar substitutes, some of these are alcohol-based, these sugar substitutes, and those could affect the integrity of the vitamin as well. Now, another issue I have with gummy vitamins, one is the cost. Those suckers are expensive. Now, I'd almost rather go back to the Flintstones. I remember the Flintstones, the little chewables, those are yummy. I really liked Flintstones as a kid because I hated swallowing pills. But a big problem I'm seeing with these gummy vitamins is they cause acid reflux to a lot of people. So many of you start to have horrible heartburn, and you'll have it at night. And I'll ask you, did you have any gelatinous substance or gummy bear or gummy vitamin or gummy marijuana? And 90% of the time, people will say that have new onset GERD or heartburn said, yeah, I take gummy vitamins. And I have to tell them to stop and try another version to see if that controls their heartburn. Because the acidity of these gummy vitamins and the ability to break those down will oftentimes be acid producing. So are gummy vitamins bad, or dangerous, or no? However, if you need exact amounts of your vitamin, and you need to know what you're getting, and you want to make sure it's completely FDA approved, and you don't want to get heartburn, you probably might want to consider another source. And I have, trust me, I have gummy vitamins. My hair, you know, to help my hair grow out, I've been using biotin, and I don't take pills. I have all these biotin pills at the house. But when I got the gummy biotin, I took it. So the advantage is if you're not going to take vitamins and you have some mental block against taking a pill and you'll pop a vitamin that way, at least you're getting something. But the FDA does not oversee a lot of them with the same scrutiny. And personally, I think the best way to get vitamins is just eating healthy. You know, whatever you're deficient in, yeah, if you need more fiber, get more fiber. There's fiber gummies. That's almost a little bit of an oxymoron because gummy preparations can constipate. And so now people are trying to take fiber through gummy forms. They've made it work, but I'd rather you just get the honest-to-God fiber. Now, a big issue I have in closing is we are teaching kids that you have to make something sweet and candy looking to get it into your body. And that's not the way we should be training our bodies. Okay? If you have vegetables on your plate, you eat those vegetables.
Such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we got New Year's resolutions, and I know that the number one New Year's resolution that everybody has for 2024 is to vote in a new president. No. All right. We're gonna try to be apolitical for this next segment. And New Year's resolutions are a thorn in all of our sides. I can't stand talking about New Year's resolutions. I can't stand making New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions suck. And the reason why they suck so badly is because we use them to get our family off our back. How many of you were smoking over the holidays and somebody wanted to give you some crap about it and you said, "Hey, I made a New Year's resolution. to quit smoking. So like, okay, if you made a New Year's resolution. Or, well, you need to be losing some weight. You know what? That's my New Year's resolution. So, you know, pass more of the sweet potatoes and give me more eggnog. So we use New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions are, I think, a horrible idea because it's a procrastination in disguise. We're supposed to be losing weight, quitting smoking, drinking less, electing better officials all year long. But instead, we're like, you know what? We'll do it in the New Year. We're putting it off. Never put off tomorrow what you could do today. If you need to lose weight, you start losing weight now. If you need to eat healthier, you start eating healthy now. If you need to drink less now. If you need to quit smoking now. So New Year's resolutions are going to be a topic over the next few days coming into the new year. And I usually fail my New Year's resolutions before, 6:52 a.m. on January 1st. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll start for next year. And the reason why I have failed New Year's resolutions, as everybody else does who fails New Year's resolutions, is we make them too big. How many of you have a New Year's resolution of, I'm going to make more money, or I'm going to get married, I'm going to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I'm going to get a new job, I'm going to get a promotion, I'm going to lose 60 pounds? All right, those are nice New Year's resolutions, but it's all hot air. And so when you don't lose 60 pounds, when you don't get a boyfriend or girlfriend, when you don't get married, when you don't get, you then quit. You know, so when I, on January 2nd, find that I gained a pound as opposed to losing a pound, I'm done. No, you can't be done. So the most common New Year's resolutions and commonly failed are to lose weight, to stop smoking, to drink less, to make more money, to spend more time with family. I'm going to spend more time with my family. That's a New Year's resolution that always gets asked during Thanksgiving and Christmas. What are your New Year's resolutions? Well, you got the whole family staring at you. So I'm like, my New Year's resolution is to be a better mommy, be a better daddy, be with you guys more. Oh, that's so sweet. Does it happen? No. Hey, yeah. You still hit the gym. You still have to work out. You still have to work. My New Year's resolution is to perform better at work. So if Dr. Dahlia did a New Year's resolution in that respect, I would be making a better radio show. Now, I've been saying I'm going to be making a better radio show for the last 14 and a half years. Has it happened? No, it hasn't. So I'm going to fail that one. To save more money, to eat healthier, to go to church more often, to go to temple more often, to spend less time on the internet or smartphone. And get this, one of the top 12 New Year's resolutions is to watch less porn. How many of you can accurately say that you keep that sort of that New Year's resolution held? In terms of seeing less porn. So the problem is they're too generalized. They're not very realistic for many. And, you know, we need to be more realistic. And so I always say make baby steps. And rather than let's reword some of these, to lose weight. Rather than to say, I'm just going to lose weight. I'm going to lose 50 pounds or I'm just going to lose weight in generally. Why don't you make a New Year's resolution of I'm going to eat 3 extra salads a week. I'm going to have 3 of my meals salads a week. Now, that's doable. That's not too hard. It's concrete, and if you do eat more salad, you're going to be eating healthier, you're going to be losing weight, you're probably also going to save money because you're not going to pick up fast food because you're making yourself a salad. So you see, that's a little bit more realistic. In terms of, being closer to family, maybe you could make a New Year's resolution to call your mom once a week. Okay, sorry. Yeah, that's too much. Okay, sorry. Okay. Once a month. All right, we'll change one. Never mind. Forget it. You don't have to call your mom. Gosh. In terms of weight loss, rather than saying I'm going to lose weight, why don't you say my goal is to lose 5 pounds in January? I'm going to lose 5 pounds in January. Then I'm going to lose 5 pounds in February. If you come up with smaller goals, it's a hell of a lot easier than You know, and then let's say you only lose 4 pounds in January. You still lost weight. You still almost hit your goal. It's pretty damn cool. Take a $20 paycheck and put it into savings. One of the best things that has worked for me, when I try to say I'm going to save more money, it never seems to happen. But if I have my bank, or I use Treasury Direct for bonds, or if I have some of your retirement accounts that'll take money out, you'll then squirrel it away. And so I think if you can make a solution that I'm going to have $20 taken out of paycheck to put towards, let's say, next Christmas, you'll be able to have some decent money. But that's $40. You'll have about $480 extra to spend. Although if inflation continues to go that way, you're not going to be able to buy much with that. In terms of spending more time with the kids and with the family, rather than saying that, just open in general, why don't you say, you know what, this is what we're going to do. 7 p.m. is playtime with the kids. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's kid time. Whether I work with them on their homework, whether we do tickle attacks, whether we walk the dog together, whether it's a bubble bath, 7 to 8 p.m. is my time with the kids. And you'll already be spending more time with the kids if you have that designated time. Exercise. All right, people say, I'm going to the gym, and then January 2nd, they peter out. So instead, maybe in terms of exercise, and saying I'm going to exercise more, why don't you say, look, I'm going to walk 10 more minutes a day. I'm going to add an extra 2,000 steps a day as my New Year's resolution. Now, that might not be, well, big enough. 2,000 steps a day isn't going to really get me to my goal, but it's something. Look, just because you make a New Year's resolution doesn't mean that's your ceiling. Right, you got to be realistic about things. And once you set and make one goal, you'll be, you know, enthused and incentivized to make more goals. In terms of spending more time with your spouse, why don't you make one Saturday a month date night? You could do that. Rather than say, well, I'm going to work on my marriage, I'm going to make a better marriage, choose a date night. Make a date night. That's a good step, and that's an easy New Year's resolution. Join a club, take a class, in terms of smoking. Rather than saying, I'm going to quit smoking altogether, even though quitting cold turkey helps for some people just eliminating a cigarette or two could help. Make an appointment for a physical. Make a mid-year vacation. Walk your dog for an extra half hour on Saturdays. Take your dog to a doggy park, although wait till this dog flu thing goes away. Limit your computer phone time to 1 hour a day. Now, that's hard. So instead, for those of us that are on our smartphones and we need to be on them less, if it's too hard to limit it to 1 hour a day, then do this. Say, look, from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., no smartphone. You know, for one weekend a month, no social media. I love being social media free. I've been doing that every now and then. I just don't go on it. You know, I get my news from other sources. And it's liberating. It's nice not to be on social media sometimes. I understand for work I need to be on it, but it's okay to take a weekend off. So maybe having small amounts of time where you say, I'm done. I'm not going to be doing computer work or work I think it'll help. But what you do need to do is if you are going to be doing New Year's resolutions and you fear failing, start before New Year's. Look at your work schedule. Start planning now so that you can make that work. All right. Don't just wait till January 1st because you're not at work. Start early. Get your friends to help you. Say, look, my New Year's resolution is to eat less carbs. So let's get rid of it in the lounge, you know? And then finally, listen to more stimulating talk radio, like my show. I think that'll easily get you through your resolutions. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. A migrant caravan en route to the U.S. has crossed into southern Mexico. Thousands of migrants from Central and South America entering the Mexican state of Chiapas. More U.S. dollars headed to Ukraine. The State Department announcing a $250 million Ukraine military aid package yesterday. The last one the U.S. will give Ukraine until Congress approves the Biden administration's funding requests. Former President Trump celebrating a legal victory in Michigan, where that state's Supreme Court has ruled against keeping him off the election ballot. The group suing is also suing to do the same in Minnesota and Oregon. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been released from prison after serving 8 years for persuading her now ex-boyfriend to kill her mother. Corey Myers, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question I have gotten throughout my medical career is, doctor, do I really need all this dental work? Now, we don't get a lot of dentistry in medical school. I think we got maybe a half day. I still can't give you the numbers of the teeth. So if you say it's number 18... I can't. I know I could just relearn it myself, but most of the dentistry I know I had to learn.
and from my friends. And I had to try to learn a lot of dentistry, not to perform it, but because I get asked dental questions all the time. Now, one reason for that was many people's dentists are not available. There's not enough dentists. But another was something that happened in my neck of the woods back in the early 2000s. I live in southern Nevada. And in southern Nevada, there were some pretty strict dental boards and grandfathering rules. So in terms of if you came to Nevada and you were going to practice in Nevada, you had to pass the Nevada boards. And so we didn't have a lot of dentists. And there were few and far between. And the dentists, bless their heart, did as good as they could, trying to keep up with the booming population. But it got so bad that I believe the powers that be then became a little bit less strict on dentists coming into town and practicing here. And so it allowed more dentists to come into town. Well, within a matter of a year or two, there seemed to be two or three dentists on every corner. And now, all of a sudden, rather than it being, you know, impossible to get in with the dentist, there was a lot of competition for dental patients. And so I really wasn't aware of what was going on until patients came to me saying, look, I had a dental visit 6 months ago, and they said I was fine, but this new dentist I went to says I have four cavities. Who's right? And I'm like, well, huh, maybe the first dentist was halfway, or maybe the other dentist wants to make money. I don't know. Because I love dentists. Most of the dentists I work with are top-notch. I haven't really met a bad dentist. But I started to hear these, you know, these issues of why is there so much disparity? So I would send them to an oral surgeon who I know in town, Dr. Stephen Sachs, who's fantastic, to, you know, kind of break the tie and evaluate and see what exactly needs to be done. And oftentimes many patients were told that when they went to a, you know, new provider, there was a lot more suggestive selling of things that needed to be done. And that's very frustrating because dentists are supposed to hold the same ethical code as doctors do. And doctors have been accused of saying, well, you need this, you need this. What protects you from medical doctors in terms of that is we don't get paid for a lot of the, like if I order you a mammogram because I want you to get a mammogram to screen for breast cancer, I don't get that money. You go to a radiologist, you go wherever you want, you get your mammogram, I don't benefit from that. My benefit is I helped, you know, screen you for breast cancer, and I did my job. Same thing with colonoscopy, same thing with if you need a surgery, I don't do the surgery. Now, there are lots of doctors that do in-office procedures, and patients will ask me, you know, should I be doing these procedures? Well, what also protects you is malpractice. If you have a medical provider that you say, well, you need this, you need this, you need this, and then you have a side effect or you have an adverse outcome, that doctor has to justify why they recommended the procedure. So no one's going to say you need your whole hip replaced if you don't have the objective data saying that's what you need. And so, I guess there was one case where a woman sued a dentist for a visit that included 4 root canals, 8 crowns, 20 fillings. Now, mind you, some people have really, really bad dental care. But there's always debate on how much really needed to be done. So how do you protect yourself from that? How do you know, you know, what you need? Yeah, maybe you do need all of that. The American Dental Association says that, you know, even though, there's American Dental Association, there's American Society of Anesthesiology, there's a lot of, shall we say, medical groups that do offer guidelines. And another question that comes up is, should you get everything done all at once or do it in steps? Like for me, I got all my wisdom teeth done all at once. If I was going to be under anesthesia, just do it all at once. Yeah. But when I did LASIK, I think I did each eye separate. I have to remember that. So you need to have a sit down with your medical provider. But one thing I've always urged and recommended is to always get a second opinion. And get a second opinion that's not related to that first provider. You could still have that first provider do the work. But that second opinion verifies and validates what needs to be done. And the one thing I am seeing now, not only in dentistry but medicine, is there's a lot of disagreement on what should be done next. And so the more opinions you get, the better. Unfortunately, I can't give dental advice on this show. Many of you have asked. They say, well, you look at my x-rays and tell me what I need. I'm not licensed in dentistry. I can't do that. Now, and I'm not your medical provider. But you always have control. The reason why we get anxious about these things is we feel like we have no control. We have to make a decision now. Anybody that rushes you to make a decision when it's not life-threatening needs to be told, can you just wait a moment? I just want to do my research first. And a good doctor and a good dentist and a good healthcare professional will say, I want you to do your research. I want you to be well-informed. I want you to be comfortable with what we're doing. But if somebody's saying, look, you know, your insurance is running out at the end of the year, you need to do this, we need to do it now, you know, and you don't feel ready, you know, yeah, you might spend more money in the new year, but you have to be comfortable with what care you're getting. And it is concerning that, you know, there have been people getting excessive procedures done that they might not need. But nowadays, there's a lot of objective data. So you have your x-rays to show, look, there's a fracture. And your dentist will do that. If you notice, nowadays your dentist will sit there with your x-rays. I always did that with my patients anyway because I had an x-ray in my office. So if I x-rayed their chest, I'd say, come look at the x-ray with me. Let's take a look. I want you to see what I'm seeing so they can understand what they have. And they also can make sure that I'm not looking at somebody else's x-ray and making a mistake. See, this is your x-ray, this is you, you know. And so people need reassurance. But dentists have been very, very good, you know, especially mine, would say, look, here are your x-rays, this is what I'm seeing. You know, they look good. This area here, we're going to watch just in case we need to fill it, you know, clean it out, whatever, and they'll talk you through it. And so, you know, there shouldn't be a lot of scams out there nowadays because there's so many protections for patients. But if at all you're concerned, you know, get a second opinion. Also, don't let yourself go that long. Don't let your dental health go where you have multiple cavities and fillings and root canals and pain. I get it. Dental care is expensive. I get that. I went to a dentist in town, me and my son. We didn't get out of there for under $700, and it was just a cleaning. So I get that some dentists out there, I'm with a different dentist now, but I get that it could be expensive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you been a victim of fraud? Most of you are probably going to say, nah, no, I'd be good. I'm good, Dr. Dolly, move on. Some other sucker might have been. I would kind of maybe rethink that answer. Did you ever click on a website, buy something, thought you were getting something that was bigger, brighter, more quality, and when you get it, it was a waste of money? Yeah, probably. Well, that's fraud. Have you checked your bank balances and your credit card balances? Have you double-checked the tips? Remember I told you I worked at a restaurant, and one of my waiters I was working with would add a one to the tip? You know, back then in the 90s, people would tip $5, $8, so it would add a one very easily next to the dollar sign to make it $18, $19, $15. Have you ever double-checked what you paid at a restaurant and you keep your receipts? Need to be doing that. Have you ever wanted to buy something so badly that when you clicked on a link or a store and you found that you could get something a lot cheaper, you decided, well, maybe something's wrong. There's an issue with the internet. Now, I want to say that anytime you see a low price on an internet that is far lower than anything else, it's a scam. I can't, because we benefited once from a typo on the internet for the price of something. Those, what were those called? It was before we had smartphones and GPS, but you would put something on your car and it would be like your Google Maps. And I forget what those are called. And those used to be really expensive. And my husband saw one. It was like, you know, really discounted down. It was cheaper. So he thought maybe it was used, whatever, and he bought it. And then it turned out that it was a typo. And so sometimes typos do happen. And so I have seen that. But for the most part, a lot of things that are mispriced are, you know. Well, one thing I want you guys to be really, really careful of now that we are, you know, facing even more drug shortages and medications that are more expensive are these fake medications. And these medications you can buy online that appear to be cheaper than elsewhere. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't ingest or expose my body to anything that seems to be awfully inexpensive. And unfortunately, there's a huge market out there such that there's a huge supply. FDA is now telling us that these fake Ozempic shots for weight loss and diabetes are actually being sold through some legitimate sources. And they have seized thousands of units of counterfeit Ozempic. That's the diabetes drug that has been used now for weight loss, although there's a Wegovy a brand name form, so people don't have to use Ozempic per se. Just like Zepbound is the brand name weight loss counterpart of Mounjaro, the diabetic weight loss medication. But the FDA and the drug maker Novo Nordisk, who makes Ozempic, are testing the shots. They don't have a lot of information about the drug's identity, quality, safety. But according to the statement, five illnesses have already been linked to the fake shots. None, thank God, have been serious. They said some of the fake 1 milligram semaglutide shots may still be out there for sale. Now, how will you identify the counterfeits? Well, go to the FDA website. They say that the lot number is NAR0074. They also give serial numbers. But I would go through, you know, your pharmacy and ensure that it's a safe lot. If you at all suspect your Ozempic or your drugs to possibly not be legit, call 1-800-332-1088. You're not going to get anybody in trouble. You can just say, look, I know there's a lot of counterfeit medications. I just got another box. I got it a little bit less expensive than I expected. And sometimes it could even be same price. But the problem we're having is this staff shortage and this understaffing and whatever started with COVID apparently pervaded our formula plants, as we saw what happened with that Michigan Abbott plant that did baby formula. It's pervaded, you know, our cybersphere. It's pervaded multiple industries. And so maybe there is a lack of quality assurance. Maybe there are shenanigans being done. I don't know. We expect everything to be on the straight and narrow all the time. And when you hear something like this, you know, so number one is, if it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. I know every now and then we might see a typo online. You just have to know you could trust it. These medications, this Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, fetish that people have, I really think we need to have a reality check with these medications. People using Ozempic and Mounjaro for diabetes need their medications for diabetes. We have Wegovy and Zepbound for those who want to lose weight. But time and time again, people are telling us that once they stop the medication, and there's multiple reasons that may make them stop, they gain the weight back. Either the medicine's too expensive, either the medicine's in short supply so they can't get the refill, either they get side effects like nausea, vomiting, abdominal gastroparesis, a paralysis of the gut, pancreatitis. And so if you at all think you're going to gain the weight when you stop it, and right now we don't have studies saying you could be on it for life, you better have plan B. And I'm not saying don't go on it, but people are looking at these stars, Oprah, I don't know if Kelly Clarkson did it or not, but you see all these stars that all of a sudden got skinny. And you're like, well, I want that too. I want to not be hungry. That's why I told you guys yesterday what I've been doing is I have like a bag of hard-boiled eggs and I don't like the smell of those, and that turns my stomach so I don't want to eat. I look at pictures on the internet of moldy food, and I try to use tricks to trick my brain into not wanting to eat. Because that's kind of how Ozempic and Wegovy are working, in order to make you feel more full and not want to eat. That's why nausea, you know, when people say, well, I had a side effect to the medicine, I had nausea, that nausea meant the medicine was working. I just don't want to be nauseous. And I'm not saying you have to be nauseous for it to work, but if it's going to make you feel full, that might be the way your body makes you feel full. Well, I'm going to make you nauseous so you don't want to eat. You got to be careful with that. Not to mention, nausea after weight loss could also be gallbladder issues. So, with the New Year's and weight loss, we're going to be talking a lot about ways to lose weight. I don't know if I would go straight to these weight loss drugs. If you are morbidly obese, a BMI over 40, or you have medical conditions and you're obese and or overweight, diabetes, high cholesterol, there is an argument to get that weight off. But if that weight is not going to be permanent, that weight loss, and you're going to rebound, that could be dangerous too. Now, I don't want you fearing, you know, losing weight just because you're going to rebound. Try to lose weight, but you've got to do it rhythmically. You've got to do it methodically, and it's got to stick. If you lose 60 pounds pretty quickly, your body's going to rebound quicker. But if you lose that 60 pounds very systematically, a couple pounds a week, it might stick. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.